Governor Andrew Cuomo announced $7 million yesterday for homeowners affected by Lake Ontario flooding. Meanwhile, state lawmakers have been moving to provide a larger amount of grants. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, they disagree about how to do it.
The state Senate unanimously passed its bill that establishes a $55 million grant program for homeowners, businesses, and municipalities damaged from flooding. The bill's sponsor, Senator Pam Helming, says the state aid would only kick in after other assistance.
It's a last resort, so anyone who's making application will have had to exhaust all of their personal flood insurance, federal dollars, before they can apply.
The Senate bill would help those affected by flooding along Lake Ontario, Lake Erie, Lake Champlain, and the St. Lawrence River. That's why some Assembly members, like Addie Jenny from the North Country, are pursuing their own grant legislation that excludes Lake Erie and Champlain flooding.
I'm not certain they have been impacted to the degree that we have been on Lake Ontario and the St. Lawrence River. So the Assembly bill tightens up the geography that's impacted and that has access to these funds to the community that have really been the most impacted by the precipitation this spring.
But Senator Helming says the flooding has had consequences for many New Yorkers.
The infrastructure problems that these communities are experiencing don't just impact people who live along the lake. Impacts to sewer systems, drinking water systems, they impact a much larger area.
The Assembly's bill calls for $105 million in grants, including money for future flooding mitigation renovations. Meanwhile, Governor Andrew Cuomo says he is pursuing his own legislation that he seemed to indicate will be more narrow in focus.
We want to help people. We're a compassionate state. When there's an emergency, we come together. But I want to make sure we're helping the right people in the right areas, and that we'll do in a factual determination.
The governor has already approved $10 million in grants for municipalities and $5 million for small businesses. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.